Good morning. It's time this morning for true confessions. Now I've scared everybody at the head table. What about you? I work for you in the spirit of honesty and transparency. I promised that to you, and I meant it. So today I have a confession for you. CBB and NCBA are in an enormous fight. Right here. Right now, and this fight is so big, it involves every member of your staff. In fact, as long as I'm coming clean, I may as well tell you that this fight involves NLPA, MICA, USMEF, and ANCW too. We're fighting about something so important to us, and we are all so stubbornly dug in at this point that I don't think we'll ever get over it. And I wanted you to know, in a spirit of honesty and transparency, but I need to share with you what the fight is about. I need to confess it, because really, all this is happening because of you. The fight is about you. It's about your future. It's about the future of your unique, nutritious product. It's about the future of your land and the wildlife and your children and their children and their children. In a changing world where a person's word isn't worth what it used to be, where people think reality shows are real, and real life is a neatly trimmed piece of meat in a tray, or milk in a plastic jug, or grain in the shape of a circus animal in a colorful box, you, your integrity and your families and your values and your mission and your stewardship, you are becoming an anomaly, an idiosyncrasy. So your staff is on the front line every day, fighting to preserve your identity, your promise, your opportunity to feed the world. There's a bar and grill in my neighborhood that my husband absolutely loves to go to on Saturday afternoons or evenings. It's one of those places where if you go at the right time, you can snag the absolute best table in the house. And that table, according to him, is the one positioned right in front of the television that is approximately as big as the space shuttle. And it's surrounded by a gazillion other televisions, and they're all bombarding you at the same time. My husband loves to get their huge burger with barbecue sauce and sit back and watch football. It's really entertainment for me just watching his head swivel try to take in all the TVs at once. But believe it or not, sometimes when we're there, my mind wanders. You know, football is great. I love it. Love being with him. But I'm really there for the burger. And my mind also likes to multitask, which won't be a surprise to any of you who know me. Sometimes one of the televisions is showing cage fighting. You guys know what I'm talking about? Cage fighting. Sometimes I watch the cage fighting on TV. It's like a car wreck. I can't really look away. And I'll see a guy that's so motivated, so hell-bent, it's absolutely astounding. He's often a smaller guy, not the strapping beefcake, but he's a blur of action. He seems to have mastered every bob, every weave, every punch, every kick in the book. He's aggressive, and yet he's patient. He's smart and strategic, and he waits for his opportunity, and when he sees it, he takes full advantage of it. Doesn't let a little blood stop him. He doesn't notice the sweat, and he doesn't notice the fatigue, because he's 100% dedicated to his passion. So a few Sundays ago, I was watching this guy, the one that I'm talking about, and I suddenly thought, hey, that guy, I know him. That guy is the Beef Checkoff Program. Small but incredibly tough. Fighting hard, fighting smart, ignoring the fatigue, ignoring a little blood when we take a hit, that guy is us. And like that guy, we at CBB have spent the last year training hard for what promises to be an even more difficult fight for your future. We've been getting leaner and meaner. We've been watching our resources. We've been reorganizing and re-strategizing, whipping the checkoff into shape for the upcoming battles. Let me tell you a little bit about our training regimen. We've had quite a few special committees at work in this past year to shape up our governance, as well as our internal system. The Special Committee on Roles and Responsibilities took a hard look at the USDA oversight guidelines and how CBB's responsibilities fit within those guidelines to assure we were doing things as we should be. The Special Committee on Joint Committee Agreement worked with the Federation of State Beef Councils to revise the way we form committees, a proposal you approved on Thursday. The Special Committee on Bylaws also worked during the second half of the year, and you discussed and acted upon their recommendation on Thursday as well. I don't know about you, but I believe those three special committees represent a colossal amount of change for CBB, for our governance and our administration of the checkoff. I know how hard the leaders and members of these committees, as well as your CBB Executive Committee, worked to bring these changes to fruition, and they certainly deserve your appreciation for the countless hours they've dedicated to improving your governance and your checkoff. Also in 2011, we've put the new CBB guidelines for contractors to the test. CBB has always had strong financial systems and processes in place to oversee and administer the expenditure of checkoff dollars. But I'm an avid believer in continual analysis and improvement. Throughout 2011, we made these systems even stronger. In revising CBB's guidelines for contractor, we significantly expanded our monthly review of each contractor's request for reimbursement by adding more extensive reviews of backup documentation and implementation expenditures, among other things. So far, so good. The system is working well, both for CBB and for contractors, and it quickly identifies and corrects any errors that may occur, oftentimes before the error actually materializes. Following USDA advice, we incorporated procedures for required pre-approvals, for specific expenditures that must have our approval before the contractor spends the money, and then again when they ask for reimbursement, to help prevent money from being coded incorrectly in the first place. We helped NCBA improve its financial procedures involving checkoff dollars and have been working very successfully with NCBA's compliance director to keep things on track as we move forward. A strong partnership with each of our contractors, and especially with our largest contractor, NCBA, is absolutely critical to continued improvement in this area. The bottom line is that CBB, working in concert with our contractors, has a solid and greatly strengthened system of financial stewardship to take care of each checkoff dollar more meticulously than before. God bless you. This year, we've also increased our transparency in a very big way. A few examples: board members play a critical role in telling the checkoff story in the country. The ag media tells the checkoff story regularly using information provided at mybeefcheckoff.com and other online channels. The list goes on. We've dramatically increased our national efforts to inform or remind producers and importers who invest their hard-earned dollars that all of them are welcome at checkoff meetings. We continue to post agendas for committee meetings and board meetings on our meeting blog, mybeefcheckoffmeeting.com. And we also post informal reports of action real time during meetings and then post formal minutes afterwards, we're working toward transparency that is so fundamental for a program that is owned by its investors. Further, we've greatly increased our direct communication with you, our board members, and our decision makers. For example, I now write a monthly CEO report to the board that includes key management information for your review. We launched a new and improved member toolkit where draft meetings of minutes, reports on board member activity, financials, and much more is available to you 24/7. And last but certainly not least during the year, CBB completely revamped the way we evaluate checkoff programs, requiring more extensive reporting from contractors and at the same time simplifying and streamlining the reporting process for those contractors. You heard a little bit about this, or you will, in the evaluation committee report, but I encourage you to get a copy of the 2011 evaluation report and see how the changes in evaluation have materialized. In 2012, the second phase of this transition will take place, and we've asked contractors for brief quarterly reports on progress in their programs. This will allow contractors to be more dynamic in their decision-making throughout the year, and also will keep the operating committee more current on program progress. In closing, I want to mention two additional items. First, two Office of Inspector General, or OIG, reviews began in the past year. One of those is still in progress, and one of those is at the reporting stage. This meant CBB and our contractors made themselves available to any request OIG had during that time, and we will continue to do so. A report on the first review of all commodity checkoff programs under USDA oversight is due out this spring. Timing on the issuance of a report on the OIG review of the beef checkoff program is still unclear. Second, CBB received two very large Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA, requests in 2011. We've worked throughout the second half of the year on these requests. Both are still open, and we will continue to assist USDA as much as we are able to provide the responses necessary. Now your staff is also working on two additional FOIA requests we received within the past month. It certainly has been a landmark year for CBB, but we are ready to continue the fight, your fight, in better shape than ever before. Your staff would like to offer you a sincere thank you for the opportunity to go to the mat for you every day. I didn't put the staff together myself, but Tom did a great job hiring and maintaining a superb staff. I'm very thankful that each and every one of them is great at what they do, and it's an honor to work with them every day. And thank you for your time today and for your dedication throughout the past week.